Hey, everybody, and welcome to a Wednesday. I am fired up. This is going to be a new deal for me. Nathan Blair, the East Grand Forks Robotics team, are in the studio today. We're going to be talking with them. And today's show brought to you by the Spirit of America Bike and Car Show. It's the 2024 Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th at the Alaris Center. See a wide array of vintage automobiles and motorcycles. Tickets are only $10, with veterans and kids 12 and under free with a paying adult. There'll be live music, award ceremonies, a beer garden, and over $100,000 in multi-raffle ticket prizes, highlighted by a 2024 Harley-Davidson Road Glide Special, a Polaris Northstar Edition Ranger with trailer, and a 2024 golf cart. Net proceeds benefit Law Enforcement Memorial Park, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, Journey Home Animal Rescue, Red River Valley Community Action, and many other local charities. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the Alaris Center box office or go online to the website rrvmnd.org. All right, if you have any questions or comments for Nathan Blair or the East Grand Forks Robotics team, all of them, any of them, feel free to call or text. Our number here at the studios at Grand Forks Best Source is 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. And before we get into this, and this is a hard one today, let's do it, our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. I was talking to these guys about trying to find robot jokes. There aren't any good ones, at least I thought, but let's see what this one does for you guys. What happens when a robot falls into a mud puddle? What happens when a robot falls into a mud puddle? Anybody? Well, gets all muddy. That's all I could come up. Well, what do you think? Was that one any good?
Yeah, pretty good.
You've heard better? Yeah. Now, you go to these competitions, and of course, the MC is all robotic jokes, I suppose.
Absolutely. And they come with a list of many jokes to come out with.
So. And they probably just get worse and worse as they go.
Yep, they get pretty bad towards the end.
They're awful.
They're awful. We're going to try. We have got, folks, a studio here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of you at least, unless there's more hiding. Oh, and then we got to count the robot, too. So we're going to try to shuffle people in and out as we can, because I want all these kids to be able to get a little bit of time here. But we're going to start with first you, Nathan. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Like I said before, when you walked in, I did some creeping on you. That's what we do. You don't work. Well, you do kind of work for the school district, but tell us about yourself and how you got involved with East Grand Forks Robotics.
So I'm originally from East Grand Forks, lived here my whole life besides my deployment to Iraq. And
oh, time, thank you, by the way.
Yeah. And time when I was in school in Alexandria, I've been volunteering with the robotics department for about 2 years now. My oldest son, Nolan, he's in robotics, and my youngest son, Asher, is also in robotics. So that's how I kind of got involved. End of last year, our coach and director was Jared Sanger.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up moving on to Holland, Minnesota.
Okay.
Closer to his family. It was kind of a better deal for him.
Sure.
I talked to him and said, hey, if they're not able to find anybody, I could probably step up. And we just kind of ran with that. And this is my first year coaching, didn't really know anything about robotics. And now I'm kind of shocked with how much about robotics I know. So
did you start the learning curve from your kids? Did they say like, dad, no, this is what you got to do here? Did they kind of get you going on the right foot or not?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just been hanging out with these guys for hours and just watching them and talking through their builds with them and just figuring it out that way.
Yeah, I mean, my kid is now 37, but way back in the day, he was one that had to show me anything about a computer because I'm clueless, and I still am.
I know a little bit. I grew up with a little bit of it, not a whole lot. I did C++ back in the day at high school, but that was a minute ago.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if we've got... We don't. We can't get it on there now, but we'll take a look at it after a little bit here. But okay, so now is robotics, is that a class? Is it an extracurricular activity, or how does that work?
So in the past, it's been a class.
Okay,
but when they lost Jared, it's no longer a class. It moved to strictly extracurricular. So all of it is done in free time. So we have practices in the morning and then in the evening.
Okay, and how long has the robotics team been around?
So Jared started competing competitively in 2014. They had a robotics class before that. So it's been 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. They're already talking to you. You see that?
Hi, Ashley.
well, let's introduce some of the kids here. Who are you? And tell us a little bit about yourself, dude.
My name's Jeb, and I've been in robotics for 7-8 years, something like that now. So I started doing IQ, which is different than these robots where it's with the metal. It's more like Legos, and then that's for elementary and middle school. So I started doing that and then just progressed my way through every year.
Yep. This is like an erector set times 90. I mean, that is, and these guys are also young. When I say erector set, they're probably going, what? What is that? Oh, okay. Here, we can get a, which one is it? Huh?
This camera.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Now you can kind of see what this thing looks like.
And so this is their fourth iteration of rebuild. They're in the process of rebuilding for Worlds. The robot that they brought to state, this is just a fraction of it, if I remember correctly, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we totally rebuilt all from the bottom up after our state competition where we qualified for the world championship.
See how we can make the ball disappear? Isn't that cool? Now, you said something like this, probably about $3,500 goes into something like this.
Absolutely.
And you guys were tooling around with it out here in the lobby, and this thing hauls butt. I mean, it moves. I mean, it would beat me in a lap around this place, I'm sure. Wow. All right, Jeb. And, okay, what's your name? And tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Lexi Bergeron. I've been in robotics for 5 years. I did 1 year of IQ, and now I'm a senior, so this is my last year in robotics.
Okay. How do you like this class or this stuff?
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
Now, is this something you'll think about continuing on? I don't know what your plans are after high school, but you want to keep doing stuff with robotics?
I would like to. I'm actually going to school to be a dental hygienist.
Oh, so okay.
Kind of in the opposite direction.
Sure. Okay. Let's see if we can filter some more people in. Here, why don't you just come on up? We'll put the mic up, and you guys can all introduce yourself. You guys can keep sitting. We'll just have them mosey on up. These things are totally movable. So, all right. Now, what is your name? Put it right up to your face here, bud.
I'm Luke. I'm a junior. This is my sixth or seventh year in robotics. I did a few years of IQ with like the Legos, like Jeb said, and then been building with the metal ones, which is way more fun than the plastic ones.
Oh, okay. Now we finally got to look at what he looks like. All right, who's next? Come on in, somebody, anybody. Okay, go ahead.
My name's Sebastian Olson.
Here, wait a minute. Let's all go back to this one here.
Okay.
Okay. That'll be much easier. Okay, go ahead.
It's a little low. Okay. My name's Sebastian Olson. This is my seventh year in robotics. I started in sixth grade with IQ, and it's been really fun.
Wow. Okay, come on, next.
My name is Nolan Blair. I've been in robotics for 3 years, and I've started with VRC.
Okay. And last but not least.
Oh, lower the mic.
Could you still see her?
I'm Thea. I'm one of the coaches. I generally run the middle school program, but okay. Jeff is my little brother.
Okay.
And so I spend a lot of time with the high schoolers. Some of them were my teammates. And I've been in the robotics program for 9 years now. I started when I was a seventh grader, and that was before we had IQ. And when I graduated, I decided it was something I wanted to continue with, so I've been coaching for 3 years now.
Okay, and what are you still a student, or what do you do besides helping the robotic team?
So I'm a college student at UND in mechanical engineering, and okay. I'm an automation engineering intern in Detroit Lakes.
Oh, okay. So you stuck with this then?
Yep.
Okay, now all of you guys back there, how many of you plan on continuing with robotics after you're done with high school? Just raise your hand. Oh, okay. Are you guys going to stick around here, or have you already got your plans?
Probably stay here.
All right.
I think they're all hoping to end up on the UND VEX team.
Well, I was going to say, I know we have talked with those guys before, and boy, that's just awesome. I mean, this is really cool. Now, okay, you have got the big Worlds coming up, but first off, How do you get there? Are there competitions? I mean, is it like a track meet? You got one this week in Fisher or wherever, and you got one in 2 weeks down at Detroit Lakes. How do these work?
So there's qualifying events to make it to state. So they competed in 6 different tournaments this year. I don't remember how many awards you guys won this year.
Seven?
Yeah, I think so. It was 7 awards.
They won 7 awards. There was a couple of tournaments where they had 2 or 3 awards just at the one tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you win a regional event, then you get invited to state. So there's 60 teams that go to state. They ended up with a skills score of that put them in 5th place in the state. And so the state got a total of 10 Vex Worlds invites. So the way it works is if you win certain events at state, you get your Worlds invite. And then if a team gets 2, it goes down the line in skills. And so they were high enough in skills that that's how they qualified for Worlds.
Okay. So when you guys show up at a competition, do the people go, oh, great, East Grand Forks is here?
Up here, most teams were up. We're in the higher of the teams.
Yeah,
over
so
here.
You guys have got the target on your back around here.
Right.
And that's an okay thing, isn't it?
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Even down at state, they seem to have it because they wanted to team up with our D team, who was also there. But the Boston team,
who was in 3rd place at the tournament, mm-hmm. picked them.
They picked our D team so that they couldn't team up together.
They
even came up to our D team and said, we're going to pick you as our partner. And if you don't, we're going to pick A team. So
there's some like dirty robotics in robotics competition too. Yes. But I mean, it is, but it isn't.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It's very friendly, but competitive.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, picking your shimmy hockey team, your shitty hockey team. You're not going to pick the worst ones first.
Right.
You want the best ones on your... Okay. Well, that only makes sense. You guys, there's a lot of slang out there and terminology I'm not familiar with. Vex is one of them. What does Vex mean?
So Vex is like the company that runs the... tournaments. They kind of have all the back end stuff, so they'll set up how the tournament is run is all determined by Vex, and each year there's a new game, so then you have to try and perform those tasks for the game, and Vex will set the game for each year.
Okay. And there was some other term I heard too, but I don't remember what that was.
Thea remembers that one,
right? Yeah, go ahead, just grab it.
So Vex is a company that also owns a lot of, like, kids' toys stuff.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, Hexbug is owned by Vex. Vex sells kits like their robots, but you can just buy it and build stuff like Rube Goldberg machines or, like, catapult launchers just for fun.
Okay. So something like this robot here, is this a kit or do you just have, like, all of the different material laying around and you guys just decide this is what we're going to do, let's just go?
So they do sell kits of, what are they called,
HeroBots? They're called HeroBots, yeah.
You could compete with them, but you're not going to do very well. This is just, they take all the parts that we have. They give me a list of what they need. We order individual parts. All the metal comes in different sizes, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And so then they have to cut all the pieces. Like, this bar right here is actually the same thing as this bar.
Sure. Oh, okay. Oh, and it's cutting. Oh, okay. I mean, you guys actually round the corners and do everything. So it's like, so this would not be considered a robot for competition, or would it be?
So this will be their robot that they bring down to Worlds, but it's just not done yet. They're in the process of rebuilding, and then they got to redo all of their programming and everything like that.
Okay. So what is in this tank?
So that's a pneumatic air tank. We pump. Oh, sure. To 100 PSI before the match, and then Vex sells pneumatic pistons that we can use. So at the beginning of the match, we'll pump up the air tank to the limit is 100 PSI, and then throughout the match, we can use all of that air, but it doesn't like refill. So it's another thing that you have to think about when you're
Allotted so much during your run or whatever you call it, and once you're out of the pneumatic air, you're out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are these things battery-powered, rechargeable batteries? How does that work?
Yep, so all the motors are off of the battery, which also powers the brain. So that is all through the battery, and then you can also use as many pistons as you want for the pneumatic air, but you are only allowed two of these reservoirs.
Okay. Wow. This is just crazy. And when you start building, do you draw it out first, or it just in your brain? And you start with the brain or whatever, and do you build around it, or is there a method to the madness?
So at the beginning of the season, we started out by CADing, so drawing it on the computer. We did that for our chassis, and then kind of free-built off of that without drawing it on the computer first. We drew some parts, like our intake for the tri-balls here, on CAD, but then as we saw little issues, we would just change them without redrawing it on mm-hmm. the computer.
So somebody does actually CAD draw these out. Mm-hmm. And is that you guys that do that on your own too, or does somebody? Wow. So there's
how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more to it. I mean, I was in the construction business for a long time, and we had our CAD guys, you know, that they were the draftsmen, and they did a lot of that stuff. But, wow, I did not realize that. I tell you what, Nathan Blair brought the East Grand Forks robotics team here, and we're just going to take a little break here. And I was thinking, if a couple of you guys want to switch out, you can. If you guys are happy standing there, I feel like I'm leaving people out. But we're going to take a short little break here. Let us hear from the Smiley Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. How's that? If you've got an event coming up, or maybe just want to treat your employees, check out Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. This is no run-of-the-mill deli either. They're a company of passionate people who work together to create craveable food and memorable service that you will not forget. The breakfasts are incredible and served all day. Box lunches and dinners, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free. And even last-minute events, Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli uses only the freshest ingredients with chef-inspired, bold, adventurous flavors where everything is made to order. Contact them at SmilingMooseDeli.com or call 701-757-DELI or stop in at 623 South Washington with the details and let them do the rest, or they'll be sure to decide the perfect menu tailored to your needs. Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. We don't just cater your event, we cater to you. All right, we are back. Jeff Mullencourt happens to be watching the show too. Nathan Blair and the East Grand Forks Robotics Team. By the way, I do want to mention this. Sons of the American Legion are having a fundraiser today from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Pizza Ranch in Grand Forks. Now, what this is for is the North Dakota and Minnesota Honor Flight. So the proceeds go into that North Dakota-Minnesota Honor Flight again at the Pizza Ranch. Fundraiser from the Sons of the American Legion from 4:30 to 8:30, and that is tonight at Pizza Ranch. excuse me, had a couple of people swapping seats now. It's like musical chairs in here. We're not used to having this many people in here, and you're gonna notice it's gonna start to get warm in here real soon too. Big competition is coming up down to Texas. Have you ever been to one of these competitions before?
We've competed at state year after year. State's kind of easier to make it to in robotics,
mm-hmm.
but Worlds we've come really close the past like 3 years on getting on making it to Worlds.
Okay.
He always says it's easy to make it to state, but they only invite 60 teams to state, and they're just good enough that they've made it every year.
Yeah.
A lot of teams that don't make it, and I always got to argue with him that, no, it's not easy. It's easy for you guys.
Now, maybe I'm the dummy here. Well, obviously I'm the dummy here. You would have to be awfully smart to be able to do this kind of stuff. I mean, goodness, I couldn't imagine if this was available back in my high school days. But you're kind of a smarty pants too, though. Do you feel like sometimes these kids are ganging up on you because of all the brains in here?
Oh, they all know a whole lot more than me. The amount of programming that goes into this, I don't know how to do it. I couldn't build this on my own. Yeah, they've surpassed me in everything pretty much.
Okay, so when you go down to Texas, you're at the Worlds, what do you make this thing do? What do you do? What does the competition involve?
So the way it's set up, it's a 2v2 style where you and a random alliance go against two other teams that are random alliance, and you compete to get the highest score.
Okay, what do they make you do?
So these tri-balls, you have to score them in nets.
Okay.
There's two nets on each side. One's red, one's blue. Whatever team has the most try balls underneath the nets or on that side of the field gets so many points. And at the very end, there's a hanging element where you elevate your robot off the ground to get points based on that.
So this isn't like we see on Robot Wars. You're not trying to stop that guy from putting that ball in the net, are you?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, you are?
Yep. So there's a lot of strategy that goes into it where you're trying to stop them from scoring into that net. One of them is bowling, where you push them underneath, like just a couple onto your robot and just do a little bit. It's easier to keep them from the other team getting them and scoring them.
Okay, I don't want to know about strategy. I want to know about trade and paint.
There's some of that, definitely.
This thing's going to get pretty scratched up. The black paint we put on there is pretty fresh.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you after the first match, there's going to be some silver popping out.
No kidding. Man, that is cool. Now, is there a way, is any of this stuff televised or is it streamed or
it is
can
streamed.
People around here watch it?
Yep, they will have a live stream of it that you can watch it live. We'll make sure that we add it onto our Facebook page so that people here could watch it if they wanted to.
Okay, in fact, Jeff is replying as I'm asking. First off, he says, Grand Forks Red River also has two teams heading to Worlds in Texas. It'll be a fun experience for all those that made it. For all that don't know, you can watch this link, and he's got the link on there, so just tune into the show. You'll be able to find out how that all works. So you get down to the big stage. Do the robots ever get stage fright?
The robot doesn't, but we probably do. Sometimes it's stressful when you're in, like, you're not scoring as many as you should and you're getting behind, and you just have to do everything you can to make up for that.
Okay. So do you guys, I notice you all got the cool sweaties or the hoodies on. Do you guys all wear matching clothes and stuff or just the hoodies, or is it something you dress up? I mean, it's a world competition.
Well, we try to match. We just recently got purple dudes, so we can all have the same shoes.
Oh, there you go.
We think will be pretty cool for...
Yeah, yeah, purple.
And we just ordered their jerseys that they wanted to wear down there, too. So
wow, that is really cool. Oh.
Really quickly, I just wanted to have a little fun here really quick, because I was just showing Lexi here. We also have a robot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Huh?
No, Lexi's about to meet our bot.
Oh.
Is it working here? Oh, there she goes. There he goes.
That's a little different. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Now, this is going to cost about, what, $12,000 to get these kids down there. And I mean, I'm guessing that 12 grand, you're not living high on the hog down there either. This is just the bare bones to get you by, feed them, clean them up once in a while, do all that stuff. But, and you guys have not officially had any fundraisers or anything, but you've had some people donate.
We've had some very generous donors. So,
and you do have a fundraiser coming up Saturday. Tell us about that.
So Saturday, we're going to have a pancake feed at the East Grand Forks Senior High. It's going to be from 10 to noon. We're going to have pancakes, sausage, bacon. The cost is $10. These kids will be cleaning up after you. We'll have volunteers there to serve and everything like that. So
okay. And I also noticed that on the back of the hoodies, you're just like a race car driver, and we're all good. Oh, there. Look at. See? There. We can see that. No. Why don't we go ahead and talk about who the sponsors are?
So we've had some... These are all of our sponsors throughout the year. Some of them bigger than others. The Titan Machinery, they've been great. They teamed up with the Office Pub and Grub. Craig over there owns the office, and he works at Titan, so he's been great to help us out. JW Repair, that's actually Sebastian's dad's company.
Oh, cool.
They've been a really good sponsor of ours. The Spud, they came on this year. Visit Greater Grand Forks. They were huge this year. They did some funding for our tournament that we did.
Nice.
They helped us out with getting the signage and banners and everything like that. Ace was a huge help this year with getting out the word that they made it to Worlds and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They did a nice fundraiser for us on Facebook. Then we had the VFW and the Eagles. Franz and Bank gave us a donation as well. Speedway has been huge to help us out. They helped donate for a couple of fundraisers that we did, and they also gave us fundraising, and they're donating some of the food for the pancake feed.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. Speedway has been awesome to help us out. The Blue Moose has been big. Circle D Trucking, they are a small trucking company in East Grand Forks that have been awesome to help us out. They actually have a sponsorship sweatshirt that they wanted, so they have
a
sweatshirt
okay.
and everything. And then True Home, that's where Sebastian works.
Yep.
They've been great to help us out. Our Bio Farms, where I work, and then Winseth, I got a really good buddy who works there who helped us to get that sponsorship. So
that's nice. Now, I would imagine you guys, even though I'm sitting here thinking we have nothing in common, but I bet you we do. I'm one of those guys now. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but could you walk into like the surplus center and just go, oh boy, and be there for like an hour? Or is that just me?
Yeah, definitely a fun place to go. Some of those white spacers you see on our robot,
yep.
those you can get at the surplus center.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So sometimes, like, I've been there with my dad, and we just kind of walk around for an hour, and then we've gone as a team and gotten, like, certain parts that are, like, so specific, but we just, like, need them in, like, right that
yeah.
moment, and we just run over to Surplus Center quick, 5-minute drive, and pick up whatever we need.
Yeah, and the thing is, that little part that is so needed at the Surplus Center is probably about an eighth of the cost as if you were to find it at, you know, your local hardware stores or whatever, you know, big box stores. Are you the same way?
Yeah, definitely. The other store we like to go to is Fastenal. That's where we get
sure.
a bunch of screws. You just dig through them, find them.
I know a guy that works there. I think he's got a screw loose. He's probably watching the show today, too. That's good. So how long does it take to build something like this?
So this one...
And I know it's still a work in progress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the first robot we built, it took us about a month, but... That one wasn't very good. Then the next one, we probably spent 3 months working on it. So each iteration takes a couple months, and mm-hmm. then you spend time making it better and better.
Okay. Now, do you guys have power tools? Do you have like a bandsaw? Do you have electric sanders and all that stuff? Or is it elbow grease with a hacksaw and, you know, a file?
Well, it's a little bit of both. We have a bandsaw and a drill and stuff. To drill out the holes for these axles,
mm-hmm.
and then we have to file it down because it's not allowed to be sharp at all.
Sure. Okay. Wow. Now, you being the coach in high school, the middle school in East Grand Forks, their robotics team is doing really well, too. Yep. I would imagine it's treated almost, you got to look at this as like sports. It's your feeder program.
Yep.
Coming up, you're thinking, oh boy, you know, I got a team here for the next few years anyway.
Yep, we had a 7th grade team that made it to state as well. They ended up winning at a design award and ended, I think, in 5th place? They were in 5th place at state. They were 7th graders this year, and we're bringing them up next year to the high school. We're going to bring all our 8th graders up to the high school next year to try and give them more time building with the metal bots. Because in middle school, they build with plastic bots.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so... We've noticed that they kind of start losing interest in 8th grade.
Sure,
and
sure.
So we lose a lot of students between 8th and 9th grade, so we're trying to move them up before they lose the interest
mm-hmm.
and see how much more exciting these metal bots are.
Well, they got to be. Is it like night and day, the difference between what they're using and what you guys are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. Okay, so April 25th is when this whole competition starts, but it goes through the 3rd, so walk us through how that all works again.
So on the 25th, The high school VRC tournament begins. It's a 3-day tournament. There's going to be 800 teams there. The first day, most of the day is set up just to run their skills program. That's when they go on the field by themselves, one robot, and they get to try and make as many points as they can by themselves. What's the world record right now?
I believe it's 427.
427 points is the world record right now. I think at state you guys were 370.
Yeah. Wow.
I believe it was something around there. It was 370.
Right now in the world they're ranked right around the
180.
180.
Yep.
Out of how many teams?
6,000.
Over 6,000. Like,
and you're only 180? Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's incredible.
Not even second place, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Got some work to do.
That is incredible. Now, are they going to have any free time when they're down there?
So the tournament gets over every night at about 6.
Okay, okay.
So we'll have the evenings to just unwind and hang out. They're long days.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on your feet and stressful. And so they'll have 10 qualification matches that they'll run. They'll run some on the 25th. Most of them will be on the 26th, and there'll be a couple on the 27th. And then on the 27th, they do their alliance selection, where they get to pick someone throughout the world to be on their team if they qualify for finals.
Oh, okay.
And so they do it in divisions for Worlds because it's so big.
Sure, sure.
So if they make the finals in their division, they get to pick someone from their division to compete with. And then there's finals at the division level, and the winner of all the divisions goes to the actual World Finals.
Okay. Driving or flying?
So we're going to fly. We're going to fly over the cities.
Okay, okay. Have all of you guys flown before? Everybody? Okay.
Just about.
Just about?
I think so.
Oh, okay. I'm not a very good flyer. That's the only reason I'm asking. Okay, so the fundraiser, you get a pancake feed coming up Saturday, starts at 10,
yes.
I believe you said.
Yep.
East Grand Forks, Senior High Gymnasium. Now, we mentioned sponsors, but what if somebody can't make the pancake feed? They know that they want you guys to go down there and succeed. They want to help out. How can somebody donate without having to go there?
So you can donate to our Venmo account. We've had a lot of them through that. If you look up on our Facebook page, it's just Green Wave Robotics on Facebook. You'll be able to find that we have it posted in quite a few places to share that.
We got a good question here. Is there a cap on how much money you can put into the build? That's a great question.
There is not a cap on how much money you can put into it.
Okay.
There's just a limit on what stuff you can put onto it. So you see the plastic, there's rules on how much you can put on there,
okay,
what kind it can be. But for the most part, you can technically put all the money you want into it.
Okay, so if you've got $3,500 into this one, and somebody is going to compete against you, and they've got a $5,500 one, they're probably still going to be about the same thing?
Yeah, it's...
And maybe one's a little prettier?
Yeah, that's mainly where all the money goes into is... The looks.
Yep, yep.
And then some of it is the sensors, but they can only go so far.
Mm-hmm. So if you want more chrome stuff and more shiny stuff instead of black, I mean, you could, okay. Wow, that's a great question. If you could build a robot to do anything, what would it be? What would it do?
I feel like I would build a robot probably to do my schoolwork. Because then I can just spend all my time working on this.
Oh, boy. I guess that's a good answer.
You spend so much time on this.
How about you? If you could build a robot to do anything, what would you have him do?
I'm going
to
rat off his. Probably the same thing. I'd much rather put a lot more into this robot than school.
Wow. So you guys are really geeked out about these robots, aren't you?
For sure.
And and I could tell right now, I mean, you guys are chomping at the bits, and you really want to keep doing this. Probably you're going to keep wearing green and white, I would imagine. This is so cool. Again, folks, try to get to this pancake fundraiser. It's coming up on Saturday, East Grand Forks Senior High School. Very easy to find. It's just on the north end of East Grand Forks. What have I missed out on here? I already feel bad because I got four people sitting back there in a studio full here. But what is there something I haven't got out there yet? Because I want this to go so good for you guys.
Not that I can think of.
Okay. All right. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
JW.
Yep. A shout-out to my dad.
Okay. Oh, I got a question. Does this thing have a name?
Not really.
Have you ever named a robot? Shouldn't they have a name or not?
One of our teams named the robot Tank.
There you go. Okay. Do they tend to have a mind of their own? I mean, do they tend to have their own... You know what I mean? Some run better. If you usually name them, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So sometimes they'll have a mind of their own, and that's mainly like that could be like an electronic issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can make it drive forward, and if some of the motors are bad, it'll lean off to one side. But
Eileen, great name. Anyway,
there's like driving strategies and stuff, which just match the driver, like Jeb's our driver.
Uh huh.
And so. Like, there's different driving strategies, so he could drive the robot, and it'd be completely different from how I would drive it, and that would just, that'll kind of make it look like a, not a completely different robot, but a different...
Sure, sure.
Like, idea.
Yep. Now, there's just one driver on the team.
Yep, Jeb's their driver.
Okay.
The biggest time when it has its mind of its own is when they run their autonomous program, and something goes wrong.
Oh.
That can be real interesting. Like, Nolan at State, his messed up, and it just spun.
Okay.
Kept spinning and spinning and spinning. It was quite funny to watch.
So if Jeb is the driver and something like that happens right off the bat, people are going, come on, Jeb, what the heck are you doing? And then he takes all the blame.
Yep.
And then if he kicks butt, he takes all the glory?
Pretty much.
Nah, I know. It's a team, though. It is a team. So when you get there, if he's driving, what do the rest of you do? I mean, is there maintenance to do between competitions? Are there things you have to do, recharging batteries, pumping air, all of that stuff? Is it like a mini little pit stop?
Yeah, kind of. We kind of compare it to the
NASCAR, definitely.
NASCAR, mm-hmm. Or the blue car from Cars named Guido.
Oh, Guido, yeah.
He switches the tires really fast, and so if we do something quick, we'll be like, oh, Guido, because we just think it's funny. But there's a driving team that goes up to the field, and so Jeb would be driving, Sebastian would be kind of looking at other teams, because there's four robots to watch, mm-hmm. and one person can't do it all. And so you have him watching other teams, like, oh, they're doing this, it's time to go do this, or whatever. And this year we put those green tri-balls. We take them, we have buckets of them off the field, and we load them onto the robot on the field. So the robot will sit in one corner, and we'll put them in the robot, and it'll go and score them.
Oh.
Because there's only, I think, about 10 or 12 on the field to start with, and then there's like 40 that people can load in later. Each team gets 11, and there's four teams, so 44.
Oh, wow. Load in. Okay. Jamie Olson says, this is so cool. Way to go, Synthwave.
Thanks, Jamie. You're one of our big volunteers.
Wow.
She helps us out a lot.
Okay. I'm not kidding you guys. I have learned a ton here. I mean, you hear about it. I've talked to the UND guys before, and about the closest thing I get to anything robotic or remote control is like an RC car or something. You know, I don't know that much about it. But now that I know some people, now that I can follow some people, and do you guys ever get like the friendly competition against the Rough Riders?
I'd say so. We had a tournament out at UND and one in at Red River that mm-hmm. we competed against. And I think the final match was us and another one of our teams from our town going against, I believe it was two Red River teams. And I think those two teams are going to Worlds, and we're going to Worlds, so we'll see them there again.
Okay, the big question is, two East Grand Forks teams at Red River taking on two Red River teams. Who won?
We smoked them.
Yeah, oh. I'd say so.
There. How about that? Left, yeah.
Sorry, Oscar.
We smoked them. Nicole, great job, Synthwave. So proud of these kiddos. Man, you guys are awesome. Paul, go Synthwave. See, now the people are starting to watch. You guys are an incredible group. The coaches, you guys, I mean, for fun. I mean, are you kind of reliving your youth a little bit here, both of you, or just going with the flow?
I kind of learned that I did it all wrong in high school. Like, these guys have it all figured out. Like,
yeah.
This stuff wasn't important when I was there. So.
Yeah, and now you got the good teachers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. good luck, you guys. And thank you so much for taking part of your day. How many of you got out of class to come here? Nobody have school today or what?
We all did.
Oh, yep. You all did. So now you're wishing we were here a little longer, right? Oh, well. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Good luck again, folks. Saturday, 10 a.m., go get yourself a great breakfast, East Grand Forks Senior High School. Help these kids raise their money so they can get down to Texas for the Worlds. It's coming up April 25th. They'll be down there representing East Grand Forks, Minnesota again. Give them a little round of applause. I tell you what, Nathan and all of you guys, thank you so much for coming in, and good luck, and let us know how it goes. We'll try to get you back on, all right?
Will do. Thanks for having us.
All right, there you go. Again, folks, I can't pound it into your brains enough. Saturday, East Grand Forks Senior High. Go check it out. Our show today, by the way, brought to you by Redemption Shield.
Have you noticed the ever-alarming 400,000 cell towers that have gone up in the United States alone? How about the electronics that reside in every room of our homes and Wi-Fi that runs 24/7? 5G cell phones are carried in our pockets hours on end. Common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, palpitations, headaches, memory loss, and so much more. Redemption Shield is on the cutting edge of offering products that protect your family from electromagnetic and microwave radiation. Start protecting yourself now. Go to redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded today. Use code GFBS and save 10%. Redemption.
Yeah, just go to gfbestsource.com at the bottom of the homepage and click the shield to order today, all right? There we go again. I want to thank you to Nathan Blair and the whole East Grand Forks Robotics team for coming in today. Good luck, all of you guys and girls. Their big world competition coming up at the end of April. Hey, Dirty Thursday tomorrow. Yeah. And instead of guest hosting, Amanda Jo Enright is our guest. I'll have to look at the numbers, but I think she might set the record tomorrow for the most times on a Dirty Thursday show. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be talking about lightning sprints and who is who and what is what. It's a whole different deal coming up starting this year. Tune in tomorrow, and you know what I'll be talking about then, all right? Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. It rings every time we go on the air. Then you'll never miss a show. Thanks to all the people that texted in today, and good luck to these guys. You know, we all know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.